Line two, what's your name?
Stefan in Richmond.
Stefan, go ahead. It's open phones.
I can't help notice how your Olympic Village problem looks the same as the oversized novelty toilet in Montreal. Gord, are you going to aim at someone to pay that overdue bill? Is it $430 million? I know back in Quebec, tax on cigarettes paid it in 30 years.
30 years, that's how long it took to pay for the...
And there's no, it's an interest-free loan, right? There's no interest on half a billion?
No, nothing at all.
What are your thoughts on the Olympic cost overruns, Gord?
Well, yeah, certainly when we looked at the history of it, the Montreal Olympics was one of the ones that we brought up about the huge public debt that always accompanies Olympic Games. And so, yeah, they call that one in Montreal, I think they call it the Big O.
Yeah, the Big O.
Because they were owing money for it for so many years.
Nice.
And this week in London, England, for the 2012 Summer Games, they just had to secure, the city of London had to secure $700 million because they're running into problems for their Olympic Village as well. They are financing fell through.
Yeah. And last month, their government officials in the UK were saying if they'd known what was the economy, how the economy was going to go, and they now regret that they're going to be hosting the 2012. So
there's a few people out there right now who are wondering whether or not we should be hosting the 2010. In studio, our guest, Gord Hill. You want to talk to him? Did he piss you off? Did he fire you up? Well, call him, for God's sakes. 280-CFOX. Hey, listen, somebody sent an email wanting to know. Gord Hill is our special guest from no2010.com. Are you advocating militant action against the Olympics in any way, shape, or form? Gord.
Well, we do support a diversity of tactics, and the militants are a part of our movement.
But is that by professional guerrillas such as yourself, or are you just asking for grassroots sort of militant people out there to just, up in arms, together we go?
Yeah, basically that.
Really?
That's what happened with this.
Is that like a call to arms kind of thing?
Well,
wow.
Probably not arms, but unarmed, certainly.
No, I meant arms as in we've each got two of them. That's what I meant.
I like that term.
Do you think that you would be able to gather more people to your side of the cause if you didn't do those sorts of things, if you just had peaceful protests
instead
of
just at your wit's end?
Well, one thing with the militant actions we found is that's what really raised our public profile, and that's what really galvanized people to take action and to join our movement. So,
did you get a lot of people moving, joining because of the militant action you guys have done?
Yeah, after the February 2007 direct actions that we starting out with that countdown clock thing, that's when our movement, that's when the militant movement really began, the resistance really began, in a sense. So yeah, it helps us. And also, like, if we just march around in the streets and we parade around in the streets, that doesn't do anything. It doesn't disrupt their activities or anything. And that's
gets
what we
the
found.
Word out though.
That's what we found was the best thing, that was disrupting their things. Like VanOck now, they don't hold any public ceremonies in the city here because we shut them down. We drove them off the streets.
Afraid of you.
We drove them off
you're
the streets.
You're a bully. That's what you are.
They're the bullies. They're the ones with all the power and resources, imposing their will on the population. So
Gord Hill, do your parents know what you do?
They probably do, yeah.
Probably.
From the spirit world, since they passed away.
Oh, but fair enough. What about the rest of your family, your extended family? Do they all know what you do?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
And are you militant with them as well? Are they afraid to bring up the topic of, it's like, oh, here's Gord. Don't bring up the Olympics, whatever you do.
Don't talk about luge.
Well, some of my family, yeah, they don't really, they're probably more pro-Olympic, but there are others in my family who are very anti-Olympic and who support me, yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. On line one, it's Sarah in Richmond. Go ahead, Sarah. It's open phones.
I just have to say I completely disagree with what you guys have to say about the HOV lanes right now.
Really, though?
I do.
Well, hang on now. No. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sarah, I thought we represented both sides of it because Scott was for the HOV lanes, and I'm against them right now.
Oh, okay. My bad. I thought you were for them. Okay, well, I have to say I disagree with you, Scott.
All right.
Okay.
That's, you know what that sounds like? It sounds like to me somebody who's been stuck on the Portman once. All you have to do is get stuck in that jam once, and then you're against the HOV.
Well, why should I have to be, stuck in traffic when I'm smart and get three or four different people in my vehicle so I don't have to wait in it? I think everybody else should, take the opportunity to get that extra person in their vehicle. And then why you don't have to wait for all the extra lineups.
I'm confused.
If you're
carpooling, you get to use the HOV lane, and isn't that a good thing for you?
She's representing both sides of the argument.
But then
she's mad at herself.
Why would you want to open the HOV lanes for everybody else to use it if they only have one person in that car?
I'm suggesting they relax the restrictions for the time that it takes to repair the Patello Bridge.
Sophia, I completely disagree.
So you,
oh, so you
would
disagree
have those,
with Jeff,
okay,
then.
So you're disagreeing with me. You're agreeing with Scott.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Oh, yeah, wow. I think we need roller skaters in the HOV lane and, like, Slurpee stands every 100 meters.
But this is Sarah Carpools, so good for you for making that work.
We got a text message here that said, wow, you guys have a terrorist in your studio. What do you say to that, Gord?
Karis, you are a terrorist.
I am.
Yeah. Well, one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter. Isn't that the cliche?
I've not seen that bumper sticker, no.
Yeah.
Jeff on Mitchell Island. Go ahead, Jeff. It's open phones.
That's a question for Gord. I'm assuming that you're of Native descent.
Well, yeah, he said that right off the top, because the website itself, which I mentioned, is No 2010 Olympics on Stolen Native Land.
Yeah, so my question was, I was under the understanding that government officials and Natives will be the first ones for Olympic tickets. So I'm wondering, if you're not going to be going to the Olympics, can I maybe get your tickets?
Did you get offered any tickets, Gord?
No, I did not. It'd probably be just the Indian Act band chief and counselors and their little organization, the four host First Nations.
They were bought off with tickets.
Oh, they certainly were. Yeah, that was the tip of the iceberg for them.
Gord, what's your favorite Olympic sport?
I would actually say probably the biathlon.
That's the weird one. That's the one where they ski.
That's cross-country and shooting.
Yeah. Cross-country and shooting. It doesn't make any sense. To me, it doesn't.
It's crazy, but they don't sell a lot of tickets for that event.
Did you guys see the qualifying? I don't know if it was Olympic qualifying, but there was a sport last week where they do ski jumping. They do, you know, the long jump kind of thing, the long ski jump. And whoever went the furthest, the second portion of it was cross-country ski. And depending on how far your jump was, that's where you started. In the order for the cross-country
wow.
portion.
That's crazy games.
That doesn't
weird.
Make any
crazy
sense.
Games. Now, Gord, I was checking out your website, and February 12th, 2009, that's 1 year away from the opening of the Olympics here, and you guys have planned the second annual Poverty Games?
No, that's another different community organization, the Carnegie Center Action Project in Van Due and some other organizations in the downtown east side. We've organized on February 12th a torchlight parade. To mark
what are you
going to
burn? What are you
going to
burn?
We're going to burn torches.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Don't give him any ideas.
I'm trying to have fun with him. With him. Do you know anything about the Poverty Games? Because we talked about that briefly yesterday on Open Phones.
Yeah, the Poverty Olympics. They're happening on February 8th, I believe.
Do you know any of the competitions? Because we were wondering, is it like shopping cart races and stuff like that? Would you any idea what it is?
Yeah, it's stuff like that.
But that's what it is?
Yeah.
The pancake hurdles kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
What else did we have for that? Oh, it was the pancake shot put, I think is what it was.
It was the dumpster biathlon.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's sort of a farcical thing to sort of bring out the... Yeah.
It's a satire of the Olympics. And
Ryan in Abbotsford, line 3. Go ahead, Ryan. It's open phones.
Hey, Gord, I understand, you know, standing up for what you believe in, that's cool and all, but it just seems like you just want to be anti-anything, the next trend, anti-this, anti-that. So once the Olympics come and go, you're just going to find something else to be anti, because all you're doing is looking for a handout. I guarantee you're one of those childs that breastfed till they were 6 just so you could suck the teeth for as long as you could, and that's what you're trying to do now.
Wow. He just sounds angry. How long did you... No, I don't want to know.
But I think to maybe the first part of Ryan's question, are you just being a buzzkill?
A buzzkill. Well, I guess that's a part of it. It'd be like to rain on their parade, you know, to disrupt their circus.
Well, you have to be, if you're militant, you got to be pissed off, right?
Yeah, when that's one thing that motivates you is the anger. You see what's happening with, you know, in the downtown east side or out in the land there, you know, that does motivate you to take action. We're not anti-everything, of course.
Okay, what are you positive for? What are you happy about? What makes you happy at the end of the day?
Community, you know, community, self-sustaining communities.
You're being vague.
Friendship, solidarity, you
know. More specific. Do you like a chai tea latte? What is it? What makes you happy? At the end of the day, you kick your feet up. What is it, a good book? What do you watch American Idol? What makes you happy, Gord?
Do you like the Wii?
No, I don't. I like riots and stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow.
I like to see that kind of stuff.
You're a big fan of the UFC.
Sean and Lady
UFC,
Smith.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Go ahead, Sean. What's up? It's open phones. Oh, I think we lost Sean.
We scared Sean.
Sean's afraid to talk to you, Gord. Line 1, what's your name?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. Go ahead. It's open phones.
I just wanted to give my props out to Gord. I'm a member of one of the four host nations, and I don't support my band's involvement with it. And I intend to boycott and fly to Jamaica for the entire time that the Olympics are in Vancouver.
I'll bet you there's a lot of people that would like to join you down in Jamaica.
Oh, we're taking, come on, you get airfare, you have a place to stay.
There you go.
Very nice. 2010 in Jamaica.
Where are you going to be during the 10 games, 10 days of the Winter Games?
I'm going to be here in the city. Yeah.
Trying to piss somebody off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you expect to get arrested?
It's a possibility, yeah.
How many times have you been arrested?
I don't know. And quite a few times.
Do the police know who you are? They just kind of wave now? It's, oh, hey.
Hey, Gord, how's it going? Gord.
At times, yep. Yeah.
They don't have to fingerprint you anymore. We already got you on file, Gord.
Well, they seem to do it anyway. Every time I get arrested, they take your fingerprints again.
I guess it's just because it's fun.
Yeah.
Line two, what's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Sam,
go ahead, Sam. It's open phones.
Sorry, I'd just like to say that, Gord there doesn't represent all the First Nations attitudes here. I'm coming from one of the other host nations, and I totally, I support the Olympics for what they're bringing to our people, because they're bringing, he talked about sustainability, but that's what it's doing for our people. It's bringing jobs to our people, it's putting our nation out there, and it's bringing money into our people, and we're getting our people off the street. So, yeah, he's talking about all the people downtown East Van, but a lot of those people are coming from outside of the four host First Nations. And we can't really support everybody, right? We've got to do what we can do for ourselves, you know?
Sam sounds like a level-headed guy. What do you say to that, Gord?
Well, like I mentioned before, the four host First Nations are just a fraction of the population here in the city. And, yeah, they want to get some money. And, he's saying it's getting people off the streets. Well, it's actually putting more people on the streets. If he actually paid attention to the news, he'd see that. You know, there's been like a 370% increase in homelessness in the last few years. So
where did you get that stat? That's a good stat. You've said it twice
now. That's from the Greater Vancouver Regional Steering Committee on Homelessness. That was their report. And the percentage on Native people that make up the homeless, that comes from them as well. So.
But that percentage of people is coming also from not the Greater Vancouver District area. It's coming from people outside the Greater Vancouver District
people
area.
People moving to Vancouver living on the street.
I'm talking about the four First Nations that are
four herd First Nations. I agree. Well, you know, most of those people coming from all around BC, they're being dislocated from colonialism, and that's what the Olympics are, exacerbating as well. So the Olympic, the industry, the whole resource exploitation corporations, that's what's driving people to come to the city, and they're being put on the streets. And the four host First Nations, they're getting tens of millions of dollars, but what about the rest of the people?
You're a good man, Gord. I appreciate you coming in here. You know what? We might not agree on everything, but I enjoy a good debate, and I enjoy good conversation. And you coming in here was good. You also scare the hell out of me. So
that's great to come down here, and thanks a lot, you guys. See Fox rocks. Olympics suck. Open phones.